You're listening to The Good Morning Show on WBOK 1230 AM.
Welcome back to The Good Morning Show. My goodness, we've had a good show already. Mace with the update, the news from around the world and locally. The early bird is always just chirping around my window, looking all spry and healthy. I hear you, early bird. I don't fight with you anymore. I just want to be like you, up and present every day. Cecile Thibault with Mentally Speaking. Wow, great topic on how our political people should think and how constituents and voters should think and their general attitude about everything, especially during the election time. But we have a treat here right now. Cecile mentioned the word awesome about 100 times during her conversation about behavior. We have the dean of the Austin Foundation, Miss Melanie Grace Lawrence.
Good morning.
Wow, top community people. And Happy, what a name. Happy Johnson of the Happy Johnson Foundation. Welcome to the show, Miss Lawrence and Mr. Johnson.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Good to be here. You know, and our research, awesome, is really probably the appropriate name, especially in talking about creating those awesome moments for foundations like yours, Mr. Johnson.
Absolutely. I'm glad to be here, and I'm grateful for the grant that we're going to receive. I think we're going to be able to really impact a lot of kids, so it's an exciting opportunity.
The Awesome Foundation, Ms. Lawrence, as the dean, I guess every month you guys make somebody happy?
Almost every month we give funds to someone like Happy. You don't have to necessarily be Happy Johnson to get these funds, but his entry, his idea was selected this month, the month of December 2013, to receive $1,000. How our foundation works is officially we're the Awesome Foundation. We're the New Orleans chapter, and we give $1,000 every month to an idea that we feel will make New Orleans a better place. We focus on civic media and civic engagement, so things that really raise awareness in the community, things that benefit the community are what we're looking for. There are no strings attached to our grant. Mm-hmm. You do not have to be a 501c3. You don't have to be an organization. You could be an individual with a brilliant idea and the wherewithal to make it happen. The application is very simple. You just tell us who you are, what you're going to do with the money, and tell us who you are, what your idea is, and what you're going to do with the money, and submit it online at www.awesomeneworleans.org, and we will consider your application. We're not giving out funds in the month of January, so for the next 2 months, you have a month and a half pretty much to get your idea in. You can contact us if you have questions. We're happy to answer them. You can email us at info@awesomeneworleans.org, and we're happy to answer your questions and help guide you through the process, because it can be daunting if you've never applied for funding before. But I really would love Happy to talk about the foundation and the work he does and what his idea is about, so that you can get an idea of what kind of things we fund.
Absolutely. Well, I first came to New Orleans in November of 2005 with the American Red Cross, and I was 19 and 20, and a guy told me, he said, I need a volunteer to drive an emergency response vehicle. And I did barely had a license. I had no car insurance. And he said, I need you to learn how to drive this truck. And for about 7 weeks, I drove with a crew of four to the corner of Dalman and Chefman Tour. And every day, I got to kind of see firsthand the need for just commitment, engagement, compassion, and giving back. And as a kid who grew up an orphan in the projects in the Ida B. Wells, I always felt a real calling to give back and serve my community.
Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago originally,
okay.
Born and raised
okay.
there.
Yeah.
And so for me, Katrina was an opportunity to really give my soul back and be thankful for the blessings that God had bestowed on me. And so I had met a family that came up to our emergency response vehicle, and they said that we needed some blankets. And we didn't have any blankets. And I remember sitting there thinking, how can we live in a society where we can't provide basic needs to people after a disaster? And so that's how we started the Team Happy Foundation. It birthed as an idea to provide people with emergency blankets after a major disaster. And really the concept was not just the tangible concept of a blanket, but to blanket someone in a community with love mm-hmm. and compassion and engagement. And from that, working with kids and providing blankets after disasters, I really wanted to work with kids, and I coach. I used to coach at Lafayette Academy. Now I coach at Cohen Middle School, and driving these kids. I used to drive this 92 Ford pickup, and her name was Big Wanda. And one day this kid said, you need to write a story about this truck that you have. Mm-hmm. And so from that came this idea to kind of inspire and empower new authors, and especially how can we create more black authors, right? And so the Team Happy Foundation, we mentor youth, we distribute blankets, but we also publish children's literature specifically about hurricane preparedness and wetland restoration. And so the grant that we're going to use from the Austin Foundation, we're going to start the first preparedness and wetlands club at Dr. King Charter School in the Lower Ninth Ward, and we're going to provide them with 150 of our signature books, and we're also going to do field trips to the wetlands and let them hear from wildlife experts and really just engage these young people and let them know that there are, you know, the Austin Foundation, OT, WBOK, lots of people mm-hmm. in the community that really care about their future, because the statistic that's really telling is that one-third of juvenile offenders read below the fourth grade level.
They're functionally illiterate, 74%.
Right.
No, in total, the juvenile offenders,
mm-hmm.
over 70% are functionally illiterate.
Absolutely.
Well, the show is about Awesome and the Happy Foundation. How did you first hear about Awesome and the grants?
Let's see. I had a friend, Shannon, who I had met at a retreat in Biloxi, at a wetland retreat, and she had mentioned the great work that they were doing, and I also know the guy who does the tech, Tung Lee, and then but this guy, Ray Nichols, also posts about Awesome Foundation all day on his Facebook feed. And so that was another way that I constantly had saw the work that was going on, and I wanted to just be a part of it, and it seemed like a great opportunity to receive immediate funds to fund any project that you have. It's all about the empowerment of ideas. And, you know, I'm a person who believes that the future can be won by people who are willing to take risks and to pursue bold ideas. Mm-hmm. And the Awesome Foundation is that catalyst to fund your idea. So you might as well submit it.
Ms. Lawrence, you said that you don't necessarily have to be a nonprofit. Anybody can apply. So is there some basic or general criteria? And what are the accountability measures in terms of what Awesome does once people receive their grants?
You know, what's so awesome about Awesome Foundation and particularly the New Orleans chapter is that there are absolutely no strings attached. You come to us and submit an idea at awesomenola.org. We review your ideas, and the people that Happy mentioned are all trustees. We come together once a month. We come together the first Monday of every month, and we talk about the ideas. Before we come to the meeting, we vote for a short list. So we say, oh, these are three ideas that I really like. And then we come together and we talk about why these ideas made it to our shortlist. And we talk about extenuating factors that we might know the work that someone did or seen their work in the community or enjoyed the impact of their work, that we might know how they're coordinating their work. Because New Orleans is a small place. And so if you're doing something in the community and it's already happening or you're taking the steps to make something happen, chances are somebody's seen it, heard about it, talked about it, learned about it from someone else. And we take all of that into account. We really appreciate when ideas have momentum behind them. You know, it's one thing to sit in your house and come up with a great idea and then submit for it, but never have made any of the connections that you need to make it happen. A lot of the legwork that it takes to do a great idea, to make a great idea, doesn't require any funding. You know, there are so many steps that you can take to actualizing your idea before you get to the point where you need funding. And so how we see ourselves is, hey, we are here to fund the unfundables. The people who don't qualify for big foundation grants, or the people who aren't 501c3s, or the folks who are doing the work that is so critical to our community but don't necessarily get the financial support behind it because they're not a school, they're not an institution, they're not an organization. So we are looking for those folks. And we've funded things in the past year, including the Listen Fest by 2 Cent and Company, which is a wonderful children's literacy event that's all about celebrating literacy amongst youth. We funded the Community Center for Media, which is Desiree Evans. And we're constantly highlighting issues in our community that need an extra boost to raise awareness. The purpose of our foundation is really to say to people, just because you're not connected to an organization or an institution doesn't mean that you can't make great things happen, you know. And so I invite you, if you have questions, to call me. The phone call will come to me. It is a Google Voice number, so I warn you, it's a little confusing when you call in. They'll ask you who you are, and then my phone will ring, and I'll, of course, get you connected. But that number is 504-408-0650, and feel free to call me between the hours of 10 and 5, 10 to 6. Just make sure that the sun is out. And I would be happy to answer your questions and guide you through the process.
260-9265. Usually we have people on the show that are asking for money. We have Melanie Grace Lawrence and the Austin Foundation and Happy Johnson, who's a recipient of some money. So 260-9265. And Ms. Lawrence, I know you don't like to hear it, but you have really, really, really put a face and a community presence on Awesome. And Happy, I know you like the fact that Awesome is aggressively out there looking for people in organizations like yours. Brother Al, welcome to the show. You're on with Melanie Grace Lawson, Lawrence, the Dean of Austin, and Happy Johnson of the Happy Johnson Foundation. Talk to him.
I'm very elated to be to listen to the show this morning. I've been listening to y'all, and Oliver, you know for yourself, there's a lot of soldiers out there, women and men, that's doing some great thing, but they fall short. They could do better if they just had a little funding.
Yes.
I'm going to say this, 504-914-1622, 914-1622. I can tell you about some great people who didn't win in their own pockets, and they could do better. They could save lives. They could help children. It's mostly about the children, and they're unsung heroes, and they need to hear something like, they need to be encouraged.
Well, that's just why Awesome is just so awesome.
It's awesome.
We got somebody giving
something away. We love the kids.
Away.
It's true. Yeah. A lot of the ideas that we fund are all about young people, youth, children.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that the funding is restricted to young people, youth, or children. You know, we're really about things that are intergenerational as well, that bring young people and elders together so that we can all learn from one another in our community. I would love you to encourage those people to apply. You can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/awesomeneworleans. And we're on Twitter, too, twitter.com/awesomenola. You know, the real question is, like, how do we get this information into the community better? You know, how do we make more people aware?
That's what I'm saying, because let me say this to you. There are so many people that could do a little better just for a little money, because they don't have this. Some of them ran out themselves. And I hate to say that children, we lose children, or people not help because they don't have the dollars. But, you know, that's what's happening.
Thank you, Brother Al. Thank you so much, Brother Al, for what you do. Take down that number and the information.
I want that number again. What, 504?
The number is 504-408-0650. 408-0650.
Thank you. Thank you,
Thank
Brother
you
Al.
Very much.
And that's the beauty of the Awesome Foundation. Happy, after Miss Etta, we're going to get to you and talk about your foundation, who's on the board, and your overall general mission. Miss Etta, peace, welcome to the show. You're on with Melanie Lawrence and Happy Johnson of the Happy Johnson Foundation. Talk to me.
You're talking to me?
Yes. How are you?
And I'm a senior citizen. I'm 7-8 years old.
Go ahead.
I have some talent. I've written a child's book.
Okay.
It was very good. And I also have did some painting.
All right.
But I don't know how to get in touch with anyone that can allow me to see if it's a worthwhile talent, or can I get some deeper insight into just how to use my equipment, you know? And do they have any programs for a senior citizen like me that may have...
You can contact Howard Rogers at the Council on Aging. There are programs that specifically work with elderly. I think there are grants that help with creative programming for elderly. I don't have Howard Rogers' number, but if you could hold and Lee can get your number, we could get that information to you, Miss Ellen.
I've written a book, and I had someone to go over it, but they want to do it in their way, and I would like my book to be in my words as it was given to me by the God.
And we would like it to be in your way as the Creator's given
and
it to you, too.
And I have held off from, you know, trying to do anything with it as far as being published or anything like that.
Yeah.
If I could just, you know, put it where someone else could see it and some child could get the benefit of reading, even if it's for free, you know, what could we do it?
As an independent author, one tip I would suggest is to read it in front of a school, just one classroom, just to get, you know, that experience of having other people receive your mission and your message.
Okay.
There's also a group that meets at Shea, used to, with to go over scripts and stories, and they would read them in front of each other. I don't know if that still happens, but you may want to call Ashe,
mm-hmm.
Culture Arts Center on O.C. Haley, and find out if that group is still being. I know John Grisham used to be one of the people who would kind of convene that. So I'm going to put you on hold so Lee can get your number.
Okay.
And then can I tell her one last thing?
Go ahead.
At UNO on Saturday, there's a children's writers group, and they have published authors, editors, and small publishing houses. That's another venue where you can take your work there as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Miss Etta. I'm going to put you on hold so Lee can get your number. Hello, Miss Etta? Yeah, I'm going to put you on hold so Lee can get your number. 260-9265, Melanie Grace Lawrence of the Awesome Foundation. We finally have somebody on this show who's giving away money and giving away opportunity. So if you're not calling, don't call in and complain about who's doing what, because Awesome's giving out $1,000. You don't have to be a nonprofit. No strings attached. Just come with a good idea and something that helps our community. The Happy Johnson Foundation, who else is on a part of your foundation and your organization?
Yeah, we have a small team of writers and graphic designers, a lot of interns from Loyola and Tulane. We've got a good board. Dr. Bullock is our chair, and Ms. Sean is our finance director. And we started in December 2005 with just really one simple mission, and that is to inspire the next generation of first responders and environmental engineers. And if you look at that sector, that safety and sustainability industry, is lacking diversity. It's lacking women, and it's lacking people of color. And what we want to do is encourage and empower elementary students at a very early age to get involved in that industry, because one thing we do know is that the state of Louisiana is poised to spend $50 billion over the next 50 years on coastal restoration through the state Coastal Comprehensive Master Plan. And the question that we have to ask ourselves is, why aren't residents from Orleans Parish taking part in those jobs? And one of the things we need to do right now is have a serious conversation and a plan to encourage young people right now to take interest in the safety and science and sustainability sector so they can be prepared for the jobs of the future. And that's one of the main missions of the Team Happy Foundation.
Who are some of the other funding sources for the Happy Johnson Foundation?
The Team Happy Foundation, so every year we do a Big Wanda book giveaway. And so our foundation has published four books. And to date, we've worked with over 4,000 kids in New Orleans, and we've provided and educated them with basic emergency communication techniques, first aid skills. We've also delivered over 3,000 blankets to hospitals and shelters locally and here in Haiti. And then our big thing is that we've contributed more than 40,000 volunteer hours toward the reconstruction of homes, schools, and parks. And but just annually, what we do is another program is this Big Wanda book giveaway. And our gold sponsors are people like the Big Easy Kiwanis Club, Royal Engineers, and the Lindy Boggs Center for Community Literacy. Those are some of our main funders, because the broader concept is three-pronged. It's community resilience, it's family literacy, and it's youth development.
Now, after the hurricane, there was a major push, especially because of a lot of the lives that were lost in the African-American community after Katrina. There was a push to strengthen that relationship between African-Americans and water. There was funding that pool safety, learning how to swim, and not just the coast and what happens on the coast, but historically, why we should have a stronger bond in the African-American mm-hmm. with water. So your foundation focuses on that also.
Yeah, absolutely. And you think of a community like New Orleans and our proximity to water, and how we should think about the future strength of hurricanes and how we should begin to live with water. And one group that's doing that great is the Lower Ninth Ward Center for Sustainable mm-hmm. Engagement and Development, the CSED. They are engaging residents on a consistent basis, talking about coastal restoration and that master plan, but just also developing a neighborhood plan and how do we live with water, right? And how do we create opportunities for our young people and our seniors to take advantage of this future economy around coastal restoration. Many people don't know we have Bayou Bienvenue, the Wetland Triangle, which is at the corner of Caffin and Florida Avenue. Right here in the city of New Orleans, we have an urban wetland that is really a window into the larger problem that we're facing. This every day we lose a football field of wetland, every hour.
This was very compelling in the discussion we had about your idea, because exposing those young people to the urban wetland and having them understand how instrumental it is in preserving the city of New Orleans, that was a big push for selecting your project.
Before we go to the break, when we come back, we're going to talk about niche funding, Ms. Lawrence, and Awesome seems to have found a niche in funding organization with $1,000 grants. That's been a missing piece of the city for quite some time. 260-9265. Finally, we have someone on the air who's giving away funds. Don't miss this opportunity. Melanie Grace Lawrence has an awesome foundation and the man with the best name in the whole wide happy universe, Happy Johnson. 260-9265. But Oliver Thomas after the break. We're going to talk to you after that. Great, because WB makes it what?
Okay.
This is Roe Brown, sports director at WBOK and host of Sportifacts, wishing all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're listening to The Good Morning Show on WBOK, 1230 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Good Morning Show with Oliver O.T. Thomas. The early bird, he's always there. He's made chirping at the window, looking all spry and healthy. And we have a treat. We have Awesome. Cecile Thibault talked about how awesome everyone. Well, we got Melanie Grace Lawrence, the dean
Good
of the
morning.
Awesome Foundation, and the man with the greatest name this side of Happy Land, Happy Johnson of the Happy Johnson Foundation. Back to the question we asked about niche funding, and Ms. Lawrence, the Awesome Foundation, your trustee board, has kind of found a niche there where, you know, you really don't have to have thousands of dollars to make a difference or give away thousands of dollars to make a difference with those programs that are actually doing good work in our community.
Well, so what we've seen is that there's that the disparity that exists in, like, our health outcomes, that exists in our economic outcomes, that same disparity exists in our access to funding. And so we're not able to make up for that disparity, but what we're doing is providing these micro grants, as some people call them, is really just stretching the capacity and ability of organizations, individuals, institutions to make things happen that they wouldn't be able to otherwise. We've funded the Voice of the Ex-Offender Vote to end with their campaign to end employment discrimination. We funded Ride New Orleans, which is a campaign to raise awareness about the public transportation issues in the city of New Orleans, the fact that the riders don't have access to things like benches or shelters to get outside of the heat or the rain. We funded the New Orleans Center for Community Media with Desiree Evans, who is a local journalist and strives to build capacity for us to tell our own stories. We've also funded the 2 Cents Listen Literacy and Arts Festival. And with 2 Cents Festival, the $1,000 that we gave them was really just part of their larger budget. But without it, it would have been much more difficult to put on the event. And so we found that what we do really helps people to do what's undoable. And whether that's an idea that wouldn't necessarily get funding from a larger foundation, or it's things that are generally unfundable.
And I think that's the beauty of Awesome. Ms. Lawrence. Happy, tell us what $1,000 does for you, and why, you know, it may not seem like a lot of money to a lot of people, but it actually makes a difference with your foundation.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you live in New Orleans, and I think right now we're at a critical juncture, when you look at the issues that are plaguing us almost every day, crime reduction, education, small business support, and really wealth creation for communities with limited resources. What's so great about the Awesome Foundation is that they give you funds immediately to fund your project. And especially if you want to have a community impact. And I think the question before us is, you know, with all the issues that we face, how much are we willing to tolerate as a community? And what sacrifices are we willing to make in order to change and make an impact on those conditions? And the Austin Foundation is saying, hey, what's your idea? Let's work together in partnership and in a collaborative spirit, and let's work.
I want to build it. I actually think that's one of the beauties of Awesome is the fact that no specific criteria. You don't have to be an established organization. You don't have to be a nonprofit. But there are groups out there that struggle for attention because they don't have the
infrastructure.
They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the board. They don't have the political connections.
They don't have the paperwork.
They don't have the business connection. But what Awesome says is that if your work matches what we support and doing in the community, we have a grant for you.
Basically, our grant process is so simple. Literally, we ask you, who are you? Tell us about yourself. You know, tell us what lights up the passion in yourself. Tell us just a couple of things that are going to help us get to know you. And it's not a long application at all. So who are you? What's your idea? You know, why is this idea important? You know, how will it impact the community? And then we ask, how will you use the funds? And we would like you to be pretty specific. Like, we're going to break down the use of this $1,000 for X, Y, and Z. And then, you know, there are some additional questions on the New Orleans application. How did you hear about us? You know, nothing that's too difficult. So if you have a great idea, sometimes the challenge for people, I had someone come to me with a wonderful idea pretty recently, and they just didn't have the literacy skills to get it down on paper. And so I'm going to reach out to them and help them to develop that so that things are spelled right, it's grammatically correct, et cetera. But these things, you know, that's why we provide our phone number to you. That's why we give you access to our email, and we let you know about our Facebook, because we're here to help you get your idea on paper so that so that the other trustees can understand.
But here in New Orleans, things are usually have to be aligned. You have to be politically correct. You have to be connected. Your ideology have to line up. You're saying what Awesome is that, man, if you're out there and you have an idea that makes a difference, we'll review it, and you have an opportunity to get $1,000.
Exactly.
It's every month, too, right?
Every month. We are taking the month of January off simply because getting together right after the New Year is pretty difficult, and we have some strategic visioning to do within the group. But come February, we will be handing a check for $1,000, hopefully to you.
2609-265. Giving away $1,000. Like I said, not very often do we have people on the show. The organizations that are saying, call us for an opportunity to add some money to make a difference with your program. Happy. Hurricane preparedness, conservation, bridging that gap with young people, literacy around those issues is extremely important to you.
Mm-hmm. Our collection of books that the Team Havi Foundation publishes is based on, I think it's creatively and uniquely based on this model. It's called the Multiple Lines of Defense, which basically says and identifies wetlands as our first line of defense. Wetlands are just this natural buffer that kind of slow down storm surge from the Gulf of Mexico. And what we know is that we've been losing land for so long that our wetlands and our bayous and our cypress swamps, those places are gone. We're losing them. And what we want to do is let people know that there's not just not just levees that protect us, but wetlands are there too, and we also need individual and community preparedness. And the best way to start that is at an early age by having kids build their own disaster kit. And what you're doing with that is you're also talking about financial literacy, because you're helping kids save money, plan ahead. And I always knew the five P's growing up. Prior preparation prevents poor performance. And taking that model and applying it to books.
But working in the inner city and dealing with conservation, I never forget, I wrote a piece a long time ago about how simple conservation and, you know, just being into the environment is. I said, you know, earth sustains life. Mm-hmm. No earth, no life. So what you're saying is that through your efforts with the foundation, you want as many young people as possible to understand their relationship to conservation.
Right.
You know, it's not, it's about sustaining our quality of life here on this planet. And especially with coastal erosion, at some point we're Baton Rouge. If we don't understand the importance of protecting our wetlands and being tied to nature.
Right. And the great thing about working with kids is that kids are so smart and they have so many ideas, and their imagination just goes wild. And one idea I got from a kid was, why aren't we using flashlights that are powered by the sun? And what about making a raincoat out of recycled plastic bags? They're so creative that kids are the perfect group to really take the conservation movement to the next level.
Ms. Bisson, she said that it's not youth programs specifically, but does the Austin Foundation, do you lean towards funding
organizations? I feel like we all have a soft spot for youth. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of the people in the room, we have 15 trustees, and we're actually vetting trustees right now. So if you're interested in becoming part of the Austin Foundation and helping to give away $1,000 a month, you know, please do contact me. I've personally spent a lot of my career and my experience working with youth, and young people fascinate me in terms of their innovation, in terms of their limitless imagination, and just their potential, really, is what gets to me the most. And I just want to highlight, you know, coming off of Hurricane Katrina, it might be, how many years ago? 8 years away, but it's still so present in how we see our community has come back or not come back. The fact that that Happy's idea links wetlands preservation, you know, such a critical resource, which was really a big part of how and why that storm impacted New Orleans the way it did, and looking toward the future and really preparing our young people to have a better future than our present. His idea is totally wrapped up in that. And so his idea, I think it helped us to dream. You know, we sat in that room, we talked about the idea, and as dean, I do not vote, but I do help with the conversation, move it forward, mediate. And I think what happens is sometimes we hit upon ideas and they instantly set us to dreaming. And Happy's is one of those ideas. And so I invite you, if you have an idea that you're dreaming about and you see the potential within, please do apply. You know, just www.awesomenola.org. You can learn more about the organization. You can definitely check out the application. You can contact us. If you want to speak to a person, you know, we are not some impersonal, faceless organization. Just call us. We'll pick up the phone and we'll answer your questions.
You mentioned earlier some people get discouraged by paperwork, thinking they need to qualify a certain literacy. And you actually will go out of your way. If a person has a good idea, you think it's going to make a difference, you're going to make sure that the paperwork and that they qualify to participate in this program.
Yeah, I've seen, you know, there's something about a foundation that can be intimidating to people, that just the idea of, oh, this is a foundation. I don't know if my idea will stack up. I don't know if I should even be applying. You know, I'd really like to push all of that aside. We are here to be accessible. Like, that is the purpose of Austin Foundation, is to create a channel of access for a microfunding possibility. You know, we just want you to tell us about your idea, tell us about yourself, tell us how you're going to use the money, so that we can come into the room, talk about your idea, and if your idea is the winner, give you the funding, you know.
Just that simple. And the website is awesomefoundation.org. And just for me, what I really loved about it, because I'm a dreamer, and one of the reasons why I applied, I sat down and I thought, man, I have so many ideas. If I could just get some seed funding, and this is that type of template where you have an idea, you just upload it, and then you apply for the grant.
You're talking about a seed. Young man with so many ideas. The future is ahead of you. This is your foundation. What's the future for the Happy Johnson Foundation? What are some of the endeavors that you're going to undertake in the future?
I think the big goal for me is really just impacting and mentoring young people. We support middle school sports. I want to continue doing that. In the long term, I would love to give away 10,000 books to kids. And actually what we're doing right now with the Awesome Foundation grant is we're looking for a match. And so we actually want to double our impact to kids.
Well, how do people contact your foundation? If there are folks out there, listen, we've had folks who've donated money to programs on this show. How do people contact you to be part of it? And the best time is to get involved with you now before hurricane season.
Absolutely.
So it's a good time to start preparing and building up your organization.
Absolutely.
How do they reach out to you?
We would love to have volunteers, and we would love financial support. They can reach us on the phone at 504-315-5083. and then online at www.teamhappy.org. That's T-E-A-M, happy.org. And then the website, I mean, the email address is just info@teamhappy.org. We would love to hear from you. Always looking for volunteers, always looking to just, you know, find ways to work and engage our youth because they need to see us in the community.
How long has the Awesome Foundation been around?
The Awesome Foundation, in general, has been around for many years. The chapter in New Orleans started back in March of 2013. So we've been around just a little bit over, like, about 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're just getting born, to put it creatively. And so we would like to be here, though, for a long time because we see the need in New Orleans for funding for the unfundables. And we think that the funds that we have distributed have gone a long way in creating beautiful, beautiful ideas that have made the community better.
So in you guys' strategic plan and visioning, where do you see Awesome in the future and the role that they play with organizations not only like Happy, but as you grow, how other, as the rest of this community is impacted?
Well, really, I think we're going to move into 2014 talking about doing pitch parties, ways of helping people sharpen their ideas so that they do qualify not just for our funding but for any other funding that they decide to pursue. We see ourselves continuing to give away $1,000 per month and not making that any more difficult than it currently is, which is very simple, just the three questions and then some additional questions about how you heard about us and if there's a point after which your funding won't be useful. We plan to keep it simple, you know. We would, I think, like to start seeing some community sponsors for this kind of funding so that New Orleans is funding itself and it's not just the people in the room, that it's a wider community that's supporting people taking these ideas and making them a reality.
2609-265. Just think how awesome it would be if you could qualify for $1,000, no stranger attached, with the program, with your program, making a difference. And I like the idea that also helping at some point in the future, building capacity amongst people. So not only do they get the awesome grant, but your organization can help them qualify for some of those other grants and out there that fund also.
Because at the hub of this is not, it's looking at the major issues that we face as a city, and it's empowering people to work with other people and organizations to make a collective impact at the heart of things.
MLK School, I grew up in the lower Ninth Ward. When you talk about hurricane preparedness and conservation information, St. Bernard is right there. The water is right there. Your relationship with Principal Hicks, Doris Hicks.
She's an outstanding administrator and has received so much recognition for her work, not just in the lower nine, but just throughout the city. And we need more educators like that throughout the city. She's just been an outstanding role model for such a stable force to pursue and promote and advocate for academic excellence. And the lower Ninth Ward is a community that is, I really believe, on the cusp of really thriving, and it needs a lot more support and engagement. And I just think if we could replicate, if we could make a million Dr. Hicks, then we would be on a great path. And I'm really excited. I've been working with that school and working with those students for a while. I've gone there and been the MLK speaker for the holiday. And what I'm excited about is when we utilize this grant, we'll be right at the MLK holiday. We'll be at MLK School and really just talking about the mission and the message of Dr. King, about how everyone, you know, can be great because everyone can serve.
But New Orleans is your home. You're happy.
I love it.
But you're serious about hurricane preparedness.
Absolutely.
Educating kids in terms of conservation.
I like to diversify. I like to see an increase in diversity in that field, and I think that one way we can do it is starting with young people. And like you said, the conservation is so prevalent in the lower Ninth Ward because the bayou is right in the backyard and it's right next door. And so why not figure out ways to really connect the science and the sustainability and the earth and all of that?
Well, you know, this is a real talk. We have real frank discussions, you know, on this show about the reality, especially we're the number one African-American station in this community. We deal with those issues that affect our community, even though it's not just about race.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of educating young black kids and African-Americans, conservation, preparedness, too often we see young white kids have resources, access to information, families. But what you're saying is that Communities like the Little Ninth Ward, communities where kids are often neglected, you want to bring the research and the information to them also.
Absolutely. If you look at places like Silicon Valley or in California or the medical district in North Carolina, those are places that have come together and said we're going to be the best, not just in our state, but in the nation at cancer research and information technology. We should be doing the same thing with St. Bernard Parish and Orleans Parish, but in specifically in the Lower Ninth Ward, where there is a bayou, where there is a once-thriving Cypress Swamp, and saying, how do we make the Lower Ninth Ward the hub for coastal restoration, and how do we educate and empower our kids to take advantage of the financial investment?
How do we do that, Happy?
Well, that's what we're going to do it right now, okay. OT and Mel. I think this is part of the process, though, is beginning to have that conversation, having it on the radio and other media outlets. But one way, I think, is that we need to work with the groups that are on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and we need to have meetings and plan. And I think we can look to other places that have put up a model and a template to do that. But I also think we have to elect people to office that are also thinking long term and are willing to take risk and take a bold step and say, I want to be committed to starting the conversation, because the money is going to come from the government, mm-hmm. from the city and from the state and from the federal government. And so we need to work with our elected officials and really have them take part of the lead in partnership with residents to talk about how do we make the Lower Ninth Ward the hub for coastal restoration. I call it a coastal restoration corridor, and it should begin in the Lower Ninth Ward, and we should begin with empowering the kids to participate in their future economy.
I tell people I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of wonderful people, national, international figures, whether it's Maxine Waters, Kirk Franklin, Dougie Fresh, whoever's whoever.
I was actually on a plane with you with Maxine Waters.
Whoever's whoever around this country. But this is a real treat. An organization that microfunding or niche funding, and an organization that has found a void and a need in this community at this point. Before we break and we end this segment, anything else? How do people get in touch with the Austin Foundation? One more time.
Hey, so getting in touch with us is as simple as going on the web and going to www.awesomenola.org. You can call us at the number that I gave you earlier, 908-0650, and you can also email me at info@awesomenewOrleans.org.
Melanie Grace Lawrence, Dean of the Austin Foundation.
Thank you so much.
Happy, how do folk reach out with you? Because what you're doing is visionary. You're making a difference, and we definitely want to see you succeed.
Thank you for having us on. The number is 504-315-5083, and then just the website is www.teamhappy.org. The email is info@teamhappy.org. We'd love to hear from you.
Wow, what a treat. We covered every range of topics, international, national, Cecile Tebow, mentally speaking. This about wraps us up. I'm going to say the OT moment today is it's awesome to have an awesome group talking about funding organizations that are kind of left out and locked out. It's also equally as awesome and happy to have the Happy Johnson Foundation making a difference in our community, bridging the gap between the link for conservation of our young people and hurricane preparedness. So thank you guys for today's show. We look forward to Happy. Will you come back at some point
absolutely.
And update us on the organization? Ms. Lawrence, will you also come back?
We are thrilled that you hosted us today.
Wow.
We're so excited to have been
here. OT Lee, I'm happy. Happier. This is OT and the Good Morning Show for the Early Bird, Mason Mace Harrison. Talk to y'all later. Y'all have a great day, because WB makes it what?
Okay.
Oh, man, I know I got a great group.